This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! All right, it's almost Friday. Not quite yet. We're almost there. We can do this. Final day of Michaela's Lovers and Friends playlist.
We've made it.
Songs 10, 11, and 12 coming up at 7. 8 and 9, and then right after that, color 25. I'm just throwing as many numbers as I can at you all at once. But the bottom line, shortly after 9 o'clock, somebody's winning 4 tickets to Lovers and Friends, and hopefully you've been playing the game this week, and you've been keeping track, and that, you know, so you can try and win these tickets.
Yeah, that's right, and doing it fairly. They've been hitting me up, Chet.
Dude.
In my DMs, they want to know the songs. Stop.
Well, you know what? Y'all will learn. There's a reason. See, we do the... Here's the dirty secret, and I know you can do the simple math on this. You know why we do contests? So you'll listen.
Yes.
That's the idea.
Yeah, and don't put me in a position.
Yeah, why? Listen, if we just wanted to go, hey, Thursday, we're just going to do it, and you just call, sure, would that be easy? Yeah, I guess, but this is a pretty big prize. And so we tried to put a little hair on it, you know, make it a little gritty.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to work for it a little bit.
Yeah, you got to listen and stay out of here.
And now I also realize that we're in Vegas and you're like, well, yeah, I'm VIP. I go straight to the front of the line.
Good morning.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Anybody else find this Tom Cruise story crazy? Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday, and Tom Cruise apparently stole the show by breakdancing in the middle of it, and he apparently was quite good.
I feel like anything that has to do with Tom Cruise doesn't sound crazy to me, because ever since we saw him jumping on couches on the Oprah show.
Or is it super crazy?
I want to know more about this story. He was just there dancing at the party?
Yeah, I guess it was too, you know. It was 50th birthday party.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, Tom Cruise busts out the sweet breakdancing moves, and everybody's shocked. It's the one story that came out of that party. Here's my question.
Tell me.
And this is how my brain works. So we were all amazed in Wolf of Wall Street when Leonardo DiCaprio busts out his move. I'm making the moves with my arms, kind of like those things that flop around in the wind. At car dealerships,
car places.
You know, but Leonardo, that's what my arms look like, which is way different than what Leo's looked like. Who do you think wins the dance off? Now, we haven't actually seen Tom Cruise's sweet breakdancing moves, but we've heard they're amazing. And if you just had to, in your mind, like, you know, play out the fantasy, who wins the celebrity dance off, the 50-year-old white guy celebrity dance off between Leonardo DiCaprio and Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise winning 100%.
Here's the thing. Because Tom Cruise would find a way to win.
Absolutely.
He's obsessive. Leo at some point would be like, look, I got 25-year-olds to, well, dare I say, bang. I don't know if I could say it, but I'm saying it. Leo's like, I got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tom. You got it.
Yeah, well, and Tom's still slipping around in his socks. Like, that's how we get it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. It goes back. Was a risky business reference right there. Don't think that slipped by me. I see you, Michaela Gordon.
The Chet Buchanan Show. real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
A reasonably quick and dirty, because we got stuff to do, version of Good Feeling Stories of the Day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
So Project 150 does, we used to call it Gown Town when we did it. Remember when KLUC used to do Gown Town? It became a big deal and we don't have the staff for it anymore. But Project 150 does a prom dress giveaway bit. That it's the same thing, thousands of dresses, it's a big deal. They did a thing similarly in Pennsylvania. A single Girl Scout in Pennsylvania. Her name is Chloe Britt, organized her own, one of these deals. She collected over 150 dresses plus shoes. Good for her, right?
Oh, wow.
She's in fifth grade.
Oh, God.
I know.
Oh, she's a genius.
She decided to do it after she heard her older sister talking about a girl that she knew who couldn't afford a dress and they wanted to help. And little Chloe, what's it, fifth grade, 11?
Like 10?
Maybe.
Yeah.
12, could be.
Enough to go to her own prom.
Whatever. Right. This is not her world at all. A seamstress volunteered, did free alterations. Good for you, Chloe Britt. And people on Reddit are praising a teenager now who refused to drive his friend somewhere until they all put on their seatbelts. He posted it on the AITA, and asked if he did the right thing. And of course we all said,
yes,
of course you did. Good for you, dude. Stand strong. And that's it. We don't need to do any more than that. It's your Good Feeling Stories of the Day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Is it Friday yet? Oh, my God. Soon.
So close.
No, soon enough. Good Lord, Golden Knight last night. Good Lord.
Uh-huh.
Hey, man, I would not have said, okay, after game one, it was like, okay.
Right.
Okay. Now game two, coming back to the fortress up to zip. On a team that a lot of people, Adrian nodding his head in the other room, because a lot of people thought Dallas was going to win the whole thing.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Crazy.
Now we're going to be gassed up coming back to Vegas.
Yeah. Everybody stay cool. It's early yet.
It's a journey.
It's early. There's still more to do, but there's work to do.
Yeah, but it was a great game. You're right. I kind of thought Dallas was going to win last night. No offense to the VGK boys,
no,
obviously.
Of course not.
But
no, that makes a lot of sense. That's solid analysis.
Yeah, thank you.
For your years of hockey
fan. For my years of hockey influence expertise.
Sure.
They come to me for the advice, Chad.
As I like to say about new fans, Michaela don't even know icing from offsides. But whistle blow, arm go up, whatever.
Yeah.
Fine.
All I need to know is that I love our colors, I love the team, and they played good last night.
Right, they're sparkly.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, you're in. I know. It's good. Yeah, so VGK up to zip. Saturday night at 7:30. What could go wrong? The game's a little bit later. We're pre-funk a little longer out in Toshiba. What could be the problem? Hey, I will say this. Friends do not let friends sell their VGK tickets to people who wear green. I know time. Hey, I know times are tough. I know everybody needs to scratch, for where they can. But
there's not a price. Not a price for you.
I don't want to. It's the playoffs, bro.
That's a good question, though.
I don't need to be hearing. Trust and believe. Do you know what people hate the most about Vegas Golden Knights fans?
Tell me.
Is in other arenas. Gave proof through the
Knights!
Knights!
Chet, can I tell you something? No one told me that happens. And the first time I sang the anthem, I was so I almost dropped the microphone.
And you're like, ah!
Yeah, I was terrified. I get into it now. I was mortified the first time.
People know. You know, like Aces games. What's great? I've never told this story before. What's great, there's a lady who's about three rows up from center court, right behind me at the Aces games. And every time, so the Aces fans are Knights fans too, right?
Yeah.
By and large, we share fan base. And so, of course, during the anthem, everybody, Knights! And this lady, not quite under her breath, she finally stopped last year. She'd been doing it for 3-4 years. It's not a hockey game. She finally gave up. she finally gave up. Okay.
That's kind of fair, though.
So to the point, Saturday night at approximately 7:20, while Golden Pipes is doing his thing, mm-hmm. I don't need a bunch of people yelling out, Stars! Shut up.
Fair enough.
I know. I wonder if it terrifies Golden Pipes or he loves it now. He's amazing,
know,
by the way.
I know. You know what? Find another way to make the money. You don't need to be selling your tickets to Dallas people.
Yeah.
We don't need them here. We don't. It's a public service announcement brought to you by the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good.
All right, let's go. Michaela's Lovers and Friends playlist. We're in the home stretch.
Yes, we are.
Three more songs, and then shortly after 9 o'clock this morning, if you have the entire list in its entirety, we will tell you to call us and give us that list, and then we'll give you 4 tickets to Lovers and Friends. You're caller number 25. You'll need this one. Song number 10 from 112, it's Peaches and Cream.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Oh my goodness, it is time for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. The game that is entertaining and also educational because, hello, Laura Murata, going for win number 3 today.
Good morning.
How's life on the east side? Or do they just, man, are
perfection.
You just... Are you just getting free stuff everywhere you go because they're so proud of you? You walk in, they're like, I heard you protecting our honor. Here, have a free slushie.
The pride.
Exactly.
You should be getting free stuff. No, here's where we're learning things today. Michaela, do you know where Providence is?
I don't.
Adrian, you don't. Adrian even adds.
Nope.
You know where Providence is. And Will is insisting that he is from Providence. And I said, absolutely, I know where it is. I know where every neighborhood is in this town. I love this town. And I know Providence right off the Wallapai exit on 215.
Okay. North. Oh, that's what that area is called.
Yeah, you could have claimed Centennial Hills before, but not anymore. Providence is its own entity.
Okay, good. Well, it makes our game juicier then. More places to claim.
Juicier, you say?
Yeah. I'm just trying to keep track. There's a lot of different little places to live
God,
now.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, God, yes. Hey, Will, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, brother, here it is. First of 3 wins. If neither of you answer the question, I get a chance to answer. And if I get 3, everybody gets blasted out of here and nobody gets nothing. And we'll start fresh. So, here we go. Question number 1.
Who is the duo behind the 2004 hit single, My Boo, and recently performed together?
Will.
Usher and Alicia Keys.
Yeah, Usher and Alicia Keys.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Dude.
Will jumps in. Yikes, Laura. We might be in for it today. Will jumps out to a 1-0 lead.
Which TV show is set in the fictional city of Westeros?
That one's hard.
Better get it.
I don't need it.
What is it, Chetty?
Game of Thrones.
That's right.
Ow. Oh,
that was a tough one.
One for Will, one for me. Finally, I haven't had a point in like 4 days. One for Will, one for me. Laura Squadouche. Next question, please.
Which hip-hop artist famously said, I'm not a businessman, I'm a business man.
No. Ah, Will.
Sorry, Jay-Z.
Jay-Z?
That's right.
Yes. Oh, my God, Laura.
Laura.
It's Tired Thursday. I don't know.
Pull it together.
She said, okay. I'm sleepy.
I hear that.
We all feel that. Although, I'm not as tired. Now I'm into the playoff hockey sleep schedule. It's still messing me up, but I prepared. Well, and I also fell asleep in the third period last night. all right, Will with 2. I've got 1. Laura, I'm looking. No points. All right, here we go.
Okay, what is the name of the movie that focuses on two rival high school cheer teams battling it out with the famous quote.
Will.
Laura got in first. What is it?
Bring It On.
Boy, you needed that.
It's already been brought in. Laura, right. Thank you.
Laura's got one. Will's got two. I got one.
Which famous rapper and producer created the popular shoe brand Yeezy in collab with Adidas?
Come on. Oh, Laura barely got
there's my girl.
Tell him.
Kanye West.
Of course it is. Oh, my. It's a full house. It's a full house. Next one wins. Two for Laura. Can Laura come from behind and score the dramatic victory? Oh, my goodness. Find out next episode. No, I'm just kidding. We'll do it now. All right, so Laura with two, Will with two, me with one. Go.
What are the names of the famous dancing duo who we met on Dancing with the Stars but also went to high school here in Vegas?
What?
I don't know.
Here's a hint.
I don't know.
They're brother and sister.
Laura.
Yeah.
Okay,
is it Julian Huff?
Laura for the win. Is it the Huff sisters? No, I'm sorry. I was joking. I didn't mean that. I like Derek very much. Is it the Huffs?
I don't know if I'd say that right.
No. You got the right people. I'm just saying, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know. And I'm purposely not looking at Michaela because I don't want her to tell me the answer until I want her to tell me the answer. You know what I'm saying, Adrian?
Yeah, I got you.
So, now, this seems like something I would know, but
you're killing small.
Is it the Huffs? For real?
Yeah.
What?
Yes, it is. They went to LVA.
Laura. What? A dramatic come from behind victory.
Wow.
Sorry, Will.
Wow, Laura Murata.
Yeah,
you woke up the sleeping giant. And
Will, you did really good, dude.
Will, I'm sorry, brother. Nice job. Yeah, you should call in again. Okay?
I will.
All right, buddy. We'll see. Have a great day.
Yeah.
All right, Laura Murata, three in a row. She's already got Boyz II Men tickets. She's already got Kathleen Madigan tickets. I don't have anything else to give you. So you're just going to have to.
She has the record now.
Thumbs up and way to go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and can we play again tomorrow?
Sure.
All right, then. Hang on a second. And by the way, the East Side, in fact, we should celebrate. We should celebrate with their song. The East Side now moves into the lead with three victories in Michaela's hometown throwdown.
That's right.
I'm sorry I'm not prepared. I'm pulling up the song East Side. Just in Laura's honor.
Laura, you also won the pride of your city. And that's exciting.
Yeah, let me ask her
so
about
exciting.
That. Oh, you do? Okay, you do care about that. You do care about that. Good for you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
I didn't know What do you tell me more?
Well, that's why you brought me, Chet, so that's I could right. bring you the more you know now.
Fill in the blanks. Usually it goes the other way with that bit.
No, it's crazy. When I was hosting for American Idol, Dancing with the Stars was right next to the same studio. So I would often see them. And it was so exciting because I went to LVA my freshman year.
What?
I went to LVA my freshman year. Shout out. What's up, baby? Went to a couple of high schools. I did a tour. And then...
kept kicking her out for smoking.
They're like, she's just a lot of energy. Get her out of here.
She's too much.
Can someone just send her to LA? It's too much. But when I ran into Julianne Hough, it was like a moment that we had. She went from 2004 to 2005.
What?
And it was really, really pretty iconic, actually. Yeah. Listen, Vegas makes really great people.
No, we know that.
Yeah.
I just didn't know that.
Yeah, she did. And then she was young.
And Derek too?
Derek did not go.
Just
I think it was just Julianne. And then she went on to do Dancing with the Stars literally immediately. And it was pretty great. Yeah. Chet is so dumbfounded.
I'm very upset that it... Okay, can I also a little bit... Your stories...
Anything.
I love your stories and I love your life. When I was hosting for American Idol, Dancing with the Stars was right next door. And I'm like, what world is this? What? And now... God, I'm so sorry that you've fallen so far as to be here.
What are you talking?
I know, I'm just all jokes.
No, listen.
All jokes.
It is. It's pretty great. It's pretty great to be back. That's the beauty of Vegas. You never know. Even Neo. Neo went to LVA. A lot of people did.
No, we know the Neo story.
We knew that.
Schaefer. We know the story. We know Neo's story. But yeah, I didn't know the Juliana. That's amazing.
Give me more. Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Caller Eva, not Ava. Don't you dare call her. Don't you dare call her Ava. Isn't that right, Eva?
That is right, Chet.
Right, yeah. Yeah, don't call him Chuck.
Yeah.
Don't call him Chuck.
Don't do it.
You're the best. 177 seconds is not going to be enough. I can tell already. Let us begin your 177-second survey. Sour Patch Oreos. Man, it feels like it'll taste like you just brushed your teeth and then ate it.
Oy.
And it'll be Sour Patch Kids Oreos. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Ew, ew, ew. Thumbs down.
Amen, sister.
And stop chasing Gen Z so hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My God, Oreos, keep it in your pants. It's like, you know, oh God, Gen Z loves Sour Patch Kids. We're going to have Sour Patch Kids Oreos. Calm down.
Fair. Right.
Jesus. Next thing, Sour Patch Kids Oreos from Taylor Swift. It's like a dream. God almighty. Okay, also talking about ridiculous stuff. Okay, there's two parts to this for me. A recent poll found nearly 4 out of 10 Americans brush their teeth with hot water. Do you brush your teeth?
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Do you, Michaela?
Wait, I think I do.
You brush your teeth
with
hot
water? That's why it's hitting so hard. Sometimes I wash my face, and while my face is still wet and the water's going, I just brush my teeth, too. And it's warm.
In the hot water.
Oh, my gosh.
I used to be a shower teeth brusher.
Right. So then did you just use the hot water that was presenting itself to you?
Well, of course. You're not going to have a cold shower for the...
I know.
Just because you're brushing your teeth. Oh, well.
Okay, we're warm toothbrushers.
Oh, God. Eva G.
Yes.
Man, this is... Okay, now I feel stupid. Do you brush your teeth? You brush your teeth with hot water?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Me neither.
And
I regret saying that I did.
Same.
I feel like
a weirdo. Hate that I was honest about this.
I feel more like a weirdo than usual.
Eva G is not impressed.
I'm not either. I'm disgusted by all of this. I know. I'm really struggling with this.
I know.
With OJ dying, all the stories are coming out now. Owen Wilson got offered some dude, Joshua Newton, says that he's a director, offered Owen Wilson $12 million to play a real-life attorney, Douglas McCann, who got wrapped up in various conspiracy theories during OJ's 1995 murder trial. Newton says Owen backed out after he read the whole script and realized that it suggested that OJ was innocent.
Dun, dun, dun.
Whoa. No way.
I don't give a rip. $12 million.
Totally.
Are you taking $12 million to say OJ's innocent?
I don't know. That's tough, man.
What?
I don't know.
I am, and I'll tell you why in a minute. $12 million.
Okay.
No, and I have another reason behind it. Forget the $12 million.
Okay.
Forget the twelve million.
It has nothing to do with the money.
Well, okay. You know, $12 million is $12 million.
Yeah.
But, no, because I would go, look how good of an actor I am. Look at what a great, look at what an amazing.
A star was born.
A star. Look at me. Give me that Oscar right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Because we all know he did it. Kidding me? All right, you're the great. You really are the greatest. Boyz II Men or Kathleen Madigan? Which?
Boyz II Men.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we figured.
Totally.
Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Goodness, I was so focused on relationship rehab that I almost forgot to do Michaela's Lovers and Friends playlist. There's only two more songs.
I know, it's devastating, actually. I've enjoyed myself so much.
Why is it devastating?
Well, there's no more songs that I can pick after this. We're down to the final two.
I don't know that that's true.
You think I can keep it going?
We can do things.
Okay, I like it. Listen, I've had so much fun. I've had people DM us. It reminds them of Cosmic Bowling at Suncoast, Wet n Wild, Crystal Palace, things that we used to grow up and do.
There are a select few of the P1s as well. So during COVID, I was like, first of all, during COVID, everybody shifted, right? Everything was different.
Right.
So they go, you know, listening patterns have changed. There's not a commute and people are working from home and all this other stuff. So they had us stay on until 11, right? Because everything had shifted backwards. So we called it the bonus hour.
Uh-huh.
And then in an act of defiance,
uh-huh,
I was like, if they're going to make us stay home and broadcast, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know what? We're going to get something out of this for us. And we started doing the Make It Weird, and we just called it the Make It Weird song.
Oh, okay.
And I was doing a Make It Weird song once an hour, and it was not unlike what we're doing now. And honestly, it became a pain in the neck. And you know I don't mean neck. It became a pain, and it just, yeah, and so we kind of stopped doing it. But this is reminding people of Make It Weird.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So I ran out of inspiration after a while. And what it turned out being was, hey, it's Fat Joe's birthday today. Here's Lean Back. You know what I mean? And it was just, after a while, I got bored. So
I feel like I like that Make It Weird. And also I love Fat Joe and that song. So something I would sign up for, I'm sure.
Well, it's strange that you should bring all of these things up. Because song number 11, do you remember what song number 11 is?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I worked really hard on this playlist.
Sorry to question.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that apology.
I didn't mean. Well, here you tell him what song number 11 is. I'm sorry. Let me step out of the way. We're ready. I can push the button.
All right. In honor of eighth grade, what's love? Fat Joe and Ashanti.
Oh, yes. Song number 11.
Oh, my heart.
Michaela's Lovers and Friends playlist.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Oh my God, Brian's originally from Chicago, Adrian. So yeah, we've been talking about I don't like Caleb Williams. I don't. Your Bears. I don't like Caleb Williams, and your Bears should not draft him. They're going to regret it. I'm telling you. I don't know why. I believe this in my heart.
Hey, I was a Justin fanboy, but now I'm leaning towards Caleb. So you need him.
Well, you know what? And eventually, like we were saying earlier on the show, we're all going to be Raider fans anyway, so it doesn't
matter. Totally.
They're going to pull it together, and we're all just going to abandon our previous.
Know.
Yeah, we're just going to jump in. So, yeah, no, first beer's on me at Allegiant. So, listen, dude.
Yeah.
I feel you on this. What? Michaela doesn't know this story yet, which I love as well.
I know. I'm hearing it for the first time with the listeners, so I'm ready.
Tell us about your wife.
Guys, I'm drained after this. You know what?
Oh God, here we go.
I literally, I'm out of answers. Yeah. I'm desperate right now. This is my wife. She does all of our third grade son's homework. And I mean, when I say all of it, I mean all of it. She does the test for him online. Every time, you know, I try to tell her, let him do it for himself, or even if he tries to say, let me do it, she will not let him. She will not let him do it by himself. Oh my, it's to the point where sometimes when we get into arguments about it, I just forget about what we're even arguing about. And
because it's so intense. It turns into a big brouhaha.
She does, let's say, like if he had a project, right? She'll do the project for him.
Hang on. I want to gauge Adrian's reaction right now because Adrian is 5-year-old.
Mm. I feel you, brother. God bless. I know we're here to help. But
listen,
I just send you my well wishes.
Guys, it's not even funny. To me, it's not funny because the latest project, it was about some wild animals. He wanted to do it by himself.
Yep.
And she just, like I said, she just can't help herself. She took over the whole darn thing. She took over everything.
The wild animals project.
Let me not stop. Look at last year, get this one. Last year, right? He had a little castles project or something like that, right?
Yep.
And then we got back. It was a B minus. The teacher gave him a B minus, right?
Wait a minute. You mean your wife got a B minus?
Come on.
No, it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. Listen, she brought it back home, and then she corrected it with an A+.
I feel like I'm liking her more and more.
It's still in the house?
In the house. No. This is like, she puts it up in the house. Yeah, obviously. She puts it, it's up in the house for everyone to see.
She changed the B- to an A+.
She graded herself.
This is becoming overwhelming. I'm telling you guys, I'm laughing at my pain. It's like, I don't know what to do. I would tip off the teacher, but I already know that would just mess up my kid would be like, you know, singled out. So I can't throw him under the bus.
Yeah. And if you go to, that was my first thought. It was like, well, just tell the teacher. And then she,
no,
but now your kid's grades are like, they'll never believe.
Oh yeah. Questionable.
He'll never be able to do anything good again. And by the way, what kind of hell do you unleash on Brian if the teacher? Oh no!
Yeah, like honestly, your wife sounds like a pistol, and I kind of like her, to be honest. But
no.
I just saying it out loud. You going to your teacher and telling on your own wife?
I can't.
Who forces herself to do the homework? She's not going to be happy with you, B. That's not going to be good for you, buddy. What do you do?
My name's Bennett. I can't be in it. I don't know what.
My name is Paul.
This is one of those things where, guys, I'm tormented because I want, even when my son says, hey, Mom, I can do it. She goes, just sit back. She goes, just sit back. I'm like, what?
But what's her reasoning? Like, what does it really boil down to?
I think she was like, she was like an IB student or something. I don't know what her thing is. But she just has like, she's been doing this for her whole life. She's always been a good student, top-notch student. Maybe it's just something that's in her genes where she doesn't want her son. I don't know. Like, she doesn't want to make look. I don't know. She wants to make look the best out of everybody there.
Mm.
I think that's what it is.
Oh, my God.
She wants him to look like he's gotten everything together. Maybe because she doesn't have together. I don't know.
This hasn't happened in a long time. And this is one of the, first of all, man. Okay, no, we're totally meeting for years. We're totally, I see you. I got your number here on the caller ID. I'm calling you. We're going to PT's. All right.
Text line's already going crazy, Chuck.
Okay,
just
good.
To let you know.
All right. So we'll try to work this out. Brian, you're a good man. Just remember that. You're a good man.
Yeah.
You're a patient man. You're a strong man.
Yeah. I know that.
He sounds exhausted, you guys. He literally does sound exhausted.
I love you, dude. Have a great day, man. Thank you. This never happens. I always have an opinion.
Tell me.
I always have a something. You know what I mean?
Tell me.
Because not having an opinion or being on the fence is just like, it sucks for a radio show.
Right.
I got nothing.
You don't know what you would do.
What do you do? What do you do? Mama has decided she doesn't want her baby to fail. So therefore, she's going to do all the work.
I have an opinion.
Good.
And I have one.
And now I know, I'm assuming these lines that are lighting up at 702-364-9898, that you may have lived this. You may be currently living this. By the way, all calls can be confidential and anonymous. Anonymous. What's the name that we use? God, we haven't done this in a long time. What's the name that we always give people when they're anonymous? Lisa?
Lisa and Joe? I don't know. We haven't had that issue since I've been here.
Make up a name if you don't want to tell. We won't tell. I got to get them to put the voice changer back in here.
Oh.
Yeah, the company made us take it out. We'll put it back in.
Great length.
So we can change
your privacy.
So you can be like, yes, that happens to my wife.
Darth Vader.
Yeah, or whatever the voice.
Complaining about his wife.
All right, 702-364-9898. We have Kathleen Madigan tickets. We could start with caller number 25 on this. But man, would we really love to hear from you. Text line just jumped up and bit him. We'll get to all of that right after Justin Timberlake.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
It's always, I'm telling you, it's always the dumbest stuff. And this is about as dumb as it gets. She won't stop doing. She wants a Brian's wife. Never did get a name. Doesn't matter. Brian's wife won't stop doing their kids. He's in third grade and she won't stop doing his homework. She does all of it. Tests online. Projects. Now, who among us did not either have a parent or was that or has been that parent? That's not a volcano. Let me
the parent
you.
Takeover.
Yeah.
I did my own homework for sure.
My mother was very much, nope, that's on you, dude.
Right.
Same.
Right.
Like, yeah, my mom was same. Like, figure it out.
Yeah. Also, my mom was working a lot. She was like, you need to do
same.
Your job and I will do mine.
Same.
And I was like, got it. Third grade homework. I'll do it.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
I'll work on making sure you can eat.
Yeah.
And you figure out how to make your.
And you do long division.
You make your volcano erupt.
Yes.
Okay.
Totally.
I insert your own jokes there. Tashana.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. Aww, so is there anything that can be done? Yo, I'm dumbfounded by this one. I really am. I'm never stumped. I'm stumped.
So first.
It's my job to not be stumped. And
yeah, it's
I
tough.
Am failing miserably at my job right at the, because I am stumped. What do you do?
Yeah, so. I mean, I know that Brian's wife is, you know, he said she's really good at school, but ultimately she's hindering her son from learning.
She don't care.
Like, of course, once he gets to that point where he has to go to college or go to high school and he has to do his own work, he's not going to know how to do the basics because she's doing it for him. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the best that I would say, because I know I did this, not did my kids' homework, but.
Okay.
Give her some homework. Give her something to do. Give her a book to read. Tell her that she needs to write an essay about it. Give her own work and say, hey, sit down next to him. Do it at the same time. You guys will be good to go.
But can I say it too?
I want to see the video of that fight.
Well, I also feel like a lot of parents that I've just been friends with are like, third grade homework's very hard now for third graders and for the parent.
Okay.
Like, they're also learning.
Okay, that's great.
I mean, it has to be a challenge. If it's not a challenge.
Okay, I hear that.
Not helpful at all.
As it's said out loud. As it's said out loud. I realize it. Real in lifetime. Great.
It's still their homework. She,
right. It's their homework. It's their projects. You can't learn unless you do it. Or because, you know, you can watch all day long, but you're not retaining anything.
Don't be shocked if we see each other at Kathleen Madigan, because we love her. And yeah, and we love you. If you do see me, just if you see a tall, bald guy with glasses, just go up and ask him to buy you a drink. And then, you know, chances are it'll be me and I'll do it.
Okay.
Okay. Hang on one second. It happens all the time. And my wife goes, who's that? I'm like, I don't know. I just tell him. James, what is there a way through on this?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey,
I just wanted to give some advice to him sure. as far as he was saying that he wants to tell the teacher. So my wife's a teacher, and I just wanted to tell him that they can definitely tell when parents are doing the homework for them. they're not oblivious to that. They can see how the kid does in school and then see, like, their homework is not relating to what they're doing in school. So don't go down that path to get yourself in more in trouble when they already probably know.
Fair enough.
And then, like the other lady said, like, yeah, it's just not good for the kid for her to be doing all the homework. He's not learning how to do anything. So I just wanted to mainly throw that in for him. Is just don't even worry about telling the teacher.
Okay.
Bro gotcha. Code right there.
Yeah, that was good.
No, I got you right there. Michael, anything else to add? We still have not come up with any sort of solution. Like, what do you do? And everybody's just like, boy, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a form of, I'm not really sure.
I mean, it's a tough one for sure.
Michael, yeah, what you got?
Sure. Yeah, no, so I would just say, you really have to sit her down and maybe have other friends tell her the same thing,
yeah.
that you're not going to help this child succeed if you're not teaching them. That, you know, my daughter's a teacher, and she says, and there's magically some sort of number that they created, 70-80%, something like that, or 78% or something crazy, that of learning actually occurs in the home and is taught.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a ridiculously high number, and I don't know if that's just because, you know, she's in the teacher world, and that's where they want, you know, they want the support at home for these children to learn. And third grade, wow, that very, very formative. That's at the brink from going from lower elementary to upper elementary.
Sure, sure.
That's the break point.
Yeah.
So you go.
I've reached my break point with this conversation, because now we're getting way deep into inside baseball. And, hey, 78% of the students. Are
yeah,
the,
yeah no, she's doing
and
it or
honestly,
not.
I think you should be our next superintendent. But no, it's really no,
no
that's
no,
good.
No, you don't want me there.
you've given me. You know what? I have an answer now. I do. I want to talk to Britt Chickvic. Only because it's always entertaining. Vicky, how are you?
Oh. Hello, good morning.
My love, did you really break your foot?
I did. I did at the green door.
At the green
I'm
door?
I'm kidding.
Vicky. No, you're not.
In other news, I've been dying to know what's in there, Vicky.
Oh, well, that's another conversation for another time. So, what do you do? The mom won't stop doing the third grader's homework. What do you do?
Okay, so I have my daughter in the car, Miss Lyric. And so back in 2020, I was doing my kid's homework. Maybe a two cocktails into it, and I'd had no clue how to do my kid's homework. So to this day, hey, Lyric, who does your homework?
Me.
Because I'm sick. But that's beside the point. Anyway, but I think Ryan's wife needs a new job. And she should be maybe helping the classroom with other children that can't do the homework. Maybe she should be on the committee, the parents' committee.
Ah.
I just think she's overstepping her kid, setting up for failures. And this is a funny story. My daughter did come home one day, and she had some homework, and she didn't want to do it. And she wrote to the teacher, took my B-A-L-L-I-S, and I got a Zoom call, and my daughter got into trouble, and she didn't want to do her homework. And I went, do it. I am not doing your homework. So I think mom needs to be on, go to the school and be a teacher or train to be a teacher if she thinks she's that. Overstepping the mark on her child. It's wrong. In my opinion, it's wrong. Sorry.
No, you're fantastic as always. You don't call here enough. We love you a long time.
I do call. I just can't get through.
Yeah. I've heard these stories. You're the best. Have a great day. Bye, Lyric.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh.
Text line 702-364-9890.
The overwhelming message from all the texts is basically that mom's going to need a therapist. We're going to need to work this out.
Yep. Yeah. Have,
you know what it is? It's chanting in my head. Have that fight. Have that fight.
Totally.
And don't stop having it. And I'm sorry. What's most important here?
Totally.
I mean, your relationship, but that's a two-way street. And just because everybody was right. Whoever said you're hurting the kid.
Right.
And that's the thing. You're hurting the kid.
Listen, I don't want to get weird either, but there's a quote that really popped into my head that I think explains it perfectly. You can give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day.
Jesus, okay.
Teach a man how to fish, it'll feed him a lifetime. Yeah. Listen, I don't want to get all Chinese philosophy on you, but that makes sense.
That's the Bible. I don't know what it is. I'm just kidding.
A proverb. But that's true. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not going to know how to do anything when he gets older.
Did you say proverb?
Proverb.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't.
It's words.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's some words. People say things weird. And I was like, oh my God, this is great.
I went to Catholic school my whole life and still can't quote the Bible.
No, here's what's funny is I would find a way. Toilet. Yeah.
A toilet.
Toilet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Any particular reason or an accent involved or just?
No, that was it.
Okay.
That's the story.
Fair. it's a toilet.
Okay, so have the fight. Right? Yeah. Do we agree?
Yeah.
You got to have the fight.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. Rarely do we advocate for, you know, we usually try to find a way through. This way, you literally have to find a way that you got to butt heads.
Yeah, it's your kid, dude.
Until the end. Yeah, you wouldn't stand for your partner to hurt your child in any other way.
Right. Yeah.
Hurting the kid. And that's what you got to tell her.
Yeah.
You're hurting our kid.
Totally.
No, I'm not. Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree.
Yuck. All right.
Sorry, mama.
Good feeling stories of the day. Nice job, relationship rehab. That was a good one. Good feeling stories of the day coming up in just moments. And the final song in Michaela's Lovers and Friends playlist coming up at 9 o'clock. Everybody stay here.
It's really nice about the Knights as well. I was never a hockey fan, but I'm into it. All of a sudden, I'm invested now.
Before you are all shaking your head like, yeah, we know this story, don't forget, Michaela's been gone for...
Thanks for the grace, dude.
How many years?
5 years.
You just 5 years?
I came back and did a residency at Cosmo for like a year.
Oh, yeah.
In total, like 15 years.
Yeah, right.
And that's a fair point. I know everyone's like, girl, we get it. But it's nice to see.
Well, and it all came along at the right. And just to bring you up to speed on that too, like it all came along at the right time.
Right.
In 2017, 1 October hit. And then week later, I don't know. Then the Golden Knights had their first home game. And, you know, and then, God, everybody who was here at that time, I'm digging for the Derek England speech, just so you know. Everybody who was here, it was just all of a sudden we had something to rally around. And it turned out to be the Golden Knights.
Yeah.
And then in that very first year with the Misfits and all that, they go to the Stanley Cup Final.
Yeah, dude, they're like heroes.
And we were off and yes.
They really are.
And we were off and running. All right, do I really need this clip? Because there's other stuff I should be doing.
No, Liz, I appreciate you taking the time with me on that because it is true. It's just nice to see, and I know everyone's already in it, but it's nice to remember like why we love them and me coming in. It's just so obvious. It's exciting to see.
Yeah, and I don't care what anybody else says. There's room on that bandwagon. There's seats available.
They keep winning. They're going to make more boats.
And you got on top of it, they're heroes, and they just keep winning.
Yeah. That never hurts. You know what I mean, I don't know that you'd have quite as many people. Oh no, I'm Golden Knights for life. Yeah, the same way you're a rebel for life too. How's that Thomas and Mac treating you right now? You know, they're doing pretty good too, and I still don't. I still don't see you there. You know, but wait a minute. Do we have this Usher song?
Come on, baby.
You said, hey, you said you were checking yesterday, Adrian. Did you check on the Usher song? Oh. Or did we just take it for granted?
I think we took it for granted.
All right. Switch.
All right.
Switch songs.
Okay.
It's the final song in Michaela's...
Oh, my That's God. Really now funny. I'm under the pressure.
No, you know what? I can do one.
Okay. I know what we'll do. The very last song on this playlist, can we please do...
This is a bad idea. Go. What is it? Go.
Love by Keisha Cole.
No.
Great. Okay, good. Because no. That's not even the song I wanted to choose, actually.
What? How much more obscure? How much more... We didn't even play that when it was a thing. Jesus. How about this? Usher and Pitbull. Usher is your final. We'll just call it Usher.
All right.
Usher, DJ Got Us Fallen in Love is song number 12 on what is mostly Michaela's Lovers and Friends playlist.
In the morning.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, here we go. Very dramatic. It's a very big moment. Culmination of Michaela's Lovers and Friends playlist. Mm-hmm. Which one? Line 5? Line 5. And that's, you pronounce that Gianna? You're telling me you pronounce that Gianna?
That's what she told me, I believe. I'm very stressed out, though, so let's find out.
You're stressed out?
Yes.
Why?
It's a big moment.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a big moment.
It's an exciting time.
Well, here, let me ratchet up the drama then with the music. There we go.
Oh, baby.
Gianna Evans, is this you?
Janae.
Janae.
We're starting
you
off
look
rough.
Like Janae.
Yeah, hi.
Whatever, dude. No, you know why? Because there's another Gianna. I see you got another Gianna lined up, and you got them mixed up.
No disrespect. I'm stressed out.
Yeah, you're stressed out.
I'm nervous for you, love.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. I understand.
Yeah, it don't matter as long as they spell it right when you win, huh?
That's right.
Don't matter. All right. We have work to do here.
You ready?
Sure. What's song number one?
Tony, Genuine.
Pow. Song number two.
The Boy's Mind, Randy and Monica.
This is easy work. Easy work. Song number three.
Ghetto Superstar.
There she is.
Yeah, we'll give it to you. Praz Maya. I said title on artist, but
you want the artist too? My bad.
I don't know that we ever really said that. So, yeah, I don't care. Song number four.
Salt Shaker, Yin Yang Twins.
Mm-hmm. Five.
Where My Girl's At.
Mm-hmm. 702-6.
All For You, Janet Jackson.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Seven.
Janae.
Back That Thing Up, Juvenile.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Eight.
Let Me Blow Your Mind, Eve.
Easy work.
Hey.
Nine.
Knock You Down, Carrie Hilson and Kanye.
And Neo. Ten.
Oh, my bad.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Peaches and Cream.
Yes, by 112, yes. Yep. Song number, as my grandmother used to say it, 11.
What's Love, Fat Joe and Ashanti.
She did that to mess with. Look at you. Just look at you. God, you're making a mockery of this game. I'm not even putting the dramatic music on because we already know. We all know that you know because it just happened.
Yeah.
Song number 12 is...
DJ Got Us Falling in Love again.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Nicely done, Janae. So you've got you've got four tickets for Lovers and Friends. You could pay your rent with these if you wanted to.
That's true.
On the resale market. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? Who's going to go with you?
I got my best friend, who's like my sister. Her name is Jaya. She was also on hold.
Okay.
And then I got my cousin. Her name is Mooka.
Okay.
But then I'm going to give the third ticket to my best friend so she can choose who she wants to come.
Oh, my God.
Jaya, Mooka, and a player to be named later. I like it. I like it. Well, fantastic. Hey, can you answer me a question? So, Michaela was talking about this Keisha Cole record, Love, and then she's been berating me while the songs have been playing that I am. No,
period.
You missed this,
period.
Idiot, dude. No, she's been.
No, I was awake. I was listening. I've been up to 6 listening every day.
No, God bless you. And thank you. You should get an extra prize for that. I don't know what it would be. But,
I need that extra credit, by the way. I know Adrian's nickname.
Oh.
Nobody beats.
The Riz.
Hey! Let's go. Hey! Okay, when we finally get them to get Chet Buchanan Show shirts again, you're getting the first one.
Oh, yay!
And all your whole crew. Oh, we should try and get them.
Thank you.
Should try and get them by when's Lovers and Friends this weekend?
Next weekend. Yeah.
May 4th.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we got time. We might have time.
Yes.
We'll see if we can get them in time.
Shirts. Were you going to ask Janae about
shirts?
Love Keisha Cole.
Do you know about this song? Do you like this song?
I don't listen to Keisha Cole. I'm sorry.
Janae, I literally asked him the question again because I literally thought you were going to be yes, Queen, I love that song. And now?
She goes, it's making a resurgence. It's on TikTok.
Yeah.
She goes, it's making a resurgence. It's on TikTok.
No, I caused a little.
She goes, every eighth grader, this is a true story. Tell me I'm lying.
He's not, and I'm mortified now because I really thought Janae was going to be like, yeah, girl, I love that song. She was like, no, girl, don't listen.
I thought she was too. That's why I asked her.
What was the name of the song, just in case, because I might know the song.
Love by Keisha Cole.
Janae, you know this song.
No, sorry.
Janae, yes, you do. Everyone knows.
Yeah, she goes, no, and then literally what you missed, Janae, is Michaela goes, she goes, every eighth grader knows that song because she's big on TikTok all over again.
Janae, I really did. I said, Chet, you are really missing out, buddy. And then he has just proven to me it is I who's missing out. I was wrong here.
We didn't play that song when it was new.
It went platinum.
Thank you, Adrian.
You're welcome.
Shut up, Adrian. All right, Janae, we need some information out of you. Hang on 1 second. As if you have not already given us enough. We're going to get a little bit more, and then we'll see you at Lovers and Friends. Have a really great time. And all right, I'm willing to. I am nothing if not flexible.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, if it's not our favorite part of the day, it's really freaking close. I'm not going to lie to you people. I'm not going to lie. It's time for Fill in the Blank. Yes. Are you ready, Michaela?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Cops near
Henderson.
Augusta, Georgia got a call about a domestic dispute on Sunday night. Unfortunately, there had been a
accident.
Stabbing.
Oh, well.
The victim was in the middle of a big argument with his on-again, off-again...
Girlfriend,
yes. When things turned physical, she grabbed a blank...
A gun.
A fork.
Oh.
And stabbed him in the blank.
Hand.
Right in the butt. Right in the butt.
Juicy.
She told police that she just blanked his butt.
Kicked his butt.
Poked. Just poked. Oh. Yeah, it was just a little poke. Just a poke.
Yeah.
He described it as a full-on blanking.
Stabbing,
yes, definitely. Thankfully, it sounds like he'll survive. They could have arrested her for blank.
Stabbing.
Assault.
Okay.
Stabbing.
Yeah,
I don't know if stabbing's an actual... It should be.
Yeah.
What are you in for? Stabbing. they could have arrested her for assault, but before she left, they could have arrested her for assault. She left. And her boyfriend decided not to press charges. Cops say they advised the man on how to get a...
restraining order.
Yeah, a temporary restraining order, which maybe you might look into. Just a quick and dirty Almost Friday, fill in the blank.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Man, what's going on with Jennifer Lopez? Have you noticed? like stuff. It's bad.
Yeah, it's kind of getting weird.
The new album.
I know.
She's had to cancel a bunch of tour dates. She still does great here, and not for nothing. That freaking residency that she did here at Planet Hollywood.
Oh yeah,
unreal.
She's she's an incredible performer.
So good. So you're not. These are other people we're talking about, not us. Mm-hmm. However, very interesting. There is a brand expert that believes that it all started 2 years ago with the Super Bowl documentary Halftime. Remember J-Lo and Shakira?
Yeah.
And J-Lo complained about having to share the stage with Shakira. And that started it. Now, I will tell you, we've had on this show, we've had interactions with J-Lo. It's wonderful.
Oh, good.
Absolutely wonderful. I have a very, very close friend that worked very, very closely with her.
Right.
Who would not spit on her if she was on fire.
Can I tell you, Chet, I've heard the same thing.
Right.
Musicians and people, they've not talked well about her.
And so this same brand expert says her grievance about having to share the stage with Shakira was not expressed eloquently, mm-hmm. might have made her a bit unlikable. The same expert thinks that she's suffering from Ben Affleck's RBF, basically.
Oh my God.
Ben Affleck looks miserable all the time. Does he not?
Wait, he really does look miserable.
All the time.
Is he making her miserable?
Car rides with J-Lo. No, she's making him miserable, and we're all picking up on it. Car rides, curbside arguments, fast food takeaways. Miserable, miserable, miserable. Beat down, miserable. And perhaps now the image of J-Lo that we've kind of all bought into, what was her production company called? Sweet Face. All of those things that we, now that we're like, oh no, oh no. And maybe it's all...
it's crumbling.
Needs a brand revamp. Just saying, is there enough pieces to pick up? Or is this it?
We'll see.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know. Before we go, and look how, I mean, really in the grand scheme of things, we're way closer to Friday than we were on, say, Tuesday. So it's all relative. I like to look ahead on these kind of things. There was a tradition in ancient Greek theater. Character deaths almost never happened on stage.
Oh.
No matter how important the character was, the death almost always occurred off stage, and then there was some sort of messenger that would go, oh my God, they died. I'm assuming that's how it went.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay, did you hear about Chet?
Huh?
Gone, you know, or something. I don't know.
That sound effect.
I don't know how they did it, but yeah, they might show the body at some point later, but nobody ever died on stage.
Why? Was there a reason for it?
I just didn't want to do it.
Yeah, fine.
I don't know. I wasn't there. Are you calling me old? Are you really? Now you really? You're like, yeah, Chet, you were there with the ancient Greeks. Why were they doing that? I was young. I was very young at the time. The last time a third-party candidate got any electoral votes was in 1968. George Wallace. Not that one.
Oh,
not
that's exactly what I was thinking
not
of.
The comedian. Yeah, I literally,
did you see my face light up?
I'm like, no. No, the comedian. And you'll not the comedian. George Wallace, the politician. And just, you know, I'll let you fill in the blanks. George Wallace ran on a platform that was promoting segregation, and he won 5 states, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. Things are, you think it's bad now? 68, bro. The world was contentious. I'll just say that, yeah. Michaela's like, I'm not sure what to say right now.
I just took a little sigh.
She literally was like clenching her teeth together, like, that one emoji. Where, yeah.
Oh, yeah, with their little teeth.
There is a city called Rome on every continent except for Antarctica, which, by the way, Antarctica is a word that I have a lot of trouble saying. There are a few Romes in the United States. There is also one in Ecuador, Australia, Indonesia, Lesotho, and of course, Italy, but not one in Antarctica, which if I'm really smart, I enunciate very clearly. And Bohemian Rhapsody started the music video trend. Queen made up a promotional video for the song in 1975. They didn't have videos. There were no videos.
Yeah.
And so, and if you remember from the movie, Bohemian Rhapsody was the thing where it's where their faces were all in different corners.
Of course, of course.
Yeah. So they just did that because they were just being weird. And it was such a hit that record companies started making videos for all hit songs.
Wow.
And if you remember from the movie as well, that song should have never even been on the radio.
Right.
They didn't even want it on the radio. Yeah. Now it's one of the greatest, you know, of all time. Oh, and I should tell you this. The very first missing child on a milk carton, his name was 12-year-old John Gosch. Kid, he was, again, 12 from West Des Moines, Iowa. He went missing in 1982. They put him on a milk carton in 1984. Never found him.
Really?
He would have been 54 today.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, I regret doing that one. I do. But, hey, almost Friday.
I gotta know.
Everybody have a great day. This is probably a good time for us to leave. So, we will.
We're leaving.
Listen, we love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Adrian, hit him with it. Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's the more you know. Before we go, and look how, I mean, really in the grand scheme of things, we're way closer to Friday than we were on, say, Tuesday. So it's all relative. I like to look ahead on these kind of things. There was a tradition in ancient Greek theater. Character deaths almost never happened on stage. No matter how important the character was, the death almost always occurred off stage, and then there was some sort of messenger that would go, oh my God, they died. I'm assuming that's how it went.
Yeah.
You know, hey, Jay, did you hear about Chet?
Huh?
Gone. You know, or something. I don't know.
That sound effect.
I don't know how they did it. But yeah, they might show the body at some point later. But nobody ever died on stage.
Why? Was there a reason for it?
I just didn't want to do it.
Yeah, fine.
I don't know. I wasn't there. Are you calling me old? Are you really? Now you really? You're like, yeah, Chet, you were there with the ancient Greeks. Why were they doing that? I was young. I was very young at the time. The last time a third-party candidate got any electoral votes was in 1968. George Wallace. Not that one.
Oh,
not
that's exactly what I was thinking
not
of.
The comedian. Yeah,
I literally, did you see my face
up,
light up?
Like, no. No, the comedian. And you'll not the comedian. George Wallace, the politician. And just, you know, I'll let you fill in the blanks. George Wallace ran on a platform that was promoting segregation, and he won 5 states, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. Things are, you think it's bad now? 68, bro. The world was contentious. I'll just say that, yeah. Michaela's like, I'm not sure what to say right now.
I just took a little sigh.
She literally was like clenching her teeth together, like, that one emoji where, yeah.
Oh, yeah, with their little teeth.
There is a city called Rome on every continent except for Antarctica, which, by the way, Antarctica is a word that I have a lot of trouble saying. There are a few Romes in the United States. There is also one in Ecuador, Australia, Indonesia, Lesotho, and of course, Italy, but not one in Antarctica, which if I'm really smart, I enunciate very clearly. And Bohemian Rhapsody started the music video trend. Queen made up a promotional video for the song in 1975. They didn't have videos. There's no videos.
Yeah.
And if you remember from the movie, Bohemian Rhapsody was the thing where their faces were all in different corners.
Of course, of course.
Yeah. So they just did that because they were just being weird. And it was such a hit that record company started making videos for all hit songs.
Wow.
And if you remember from the movie as well, that song should have never even been on the radio.
Right.
They didn't even want it on the radio. Yeah. Now it's one of the greatest, you know, of all time. Oh, and I should tell you this. The very first missing child on a milk carton, his name was 12-year-old John Gosch. Kid, he was, again, 12, from West Des Moines, Iowa. He went missing in 1982. They put him on a milk carton in 1984. Never found him.
Really?
He would have been 54 today.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, I regret doing that one. I do. But, hey, almost Friday.
Cool. No.
Everybody have a great day. This is probably a good time for us to leave. So, we will.
We're leaving.
Listen, we love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Adrian, hit him with it. Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.